Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, James P. Connolly and Pizza Talk right after this.
She's got tattoos on her backside and a car jacked up out front. My neighbor next door's a known road whore, and she's off on a husband hunt. Spends her days in the laundromat, washing and drying tube tops. I ain't real crazy about my old lady, but I don't really think I'd swap. Spends her nights in a strip joint, doing an exotic dance. In an out-of-date pair of platform shoes and worn-out spandex pants. Her kids still live with her mother and her stepbrother who's unemployed and drives an old chartreuse pinto and sleeps with a dude named Floyd. And she's up a trailer park woman, she's up a mobile home princess, she's the queen of manufactured housing. She's up trailer park woman, she's a mobile home princess, and me, I'm the trailer park king.
Wow.
Yes.
Woo. That's
my version.
So.
Very nice. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
The room has changed just slightly because we have Bob over there at Master Control. I'm still Tom. That's Chick McGee at the sports desk. The lady of the house, of course, is Christy the Rock Lee.
That's right.
The Rock. I'm referring to her new engagement ring.
Thank you. Oh.
And then we have comedian James P. Connolly. Hey, James, how are you?
Good morning. I would have been here sooner, but I was outside pausing during the act of self-pleasure to save the earth. That's what I was.
Thank
yeah,
you very
nice.
Much.
Nice. Thank
we
you
appreciate
very nice of
that.
You.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, James, have you always been James or were you ever Jim?
I was mostly James. I demanded it early on in life.
James?
James, yeah. James
sounds more formal.
Yeah, James, J.P., J.C.
James P., James P.
James P.
The P stands for?
The P stands for?
Pneumonia.
Fahani.
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 Fahani. Now, with James, it's always a pleasure to see you. James P. Connolly is a comedian on his way to Rochester, Minnesota's Goonies Comedy Complex, where he'll begin his comedic efforts sometime later this week.
It's my inaugural visit, too. I heard it's a fantastic facility, full service. It's got the comedy, the bar, downstairs, massage parlor, cockfighting, human trafficking, everything
nice.
Available. So swing by.
Wow, could be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, James, I will begin with a test. Can you name a famous athlete who's appeared in a feature film? Anything come to mind? We've been check out a list of great athletes and famous films. We thought the list lacked quite a few. We've come up with many that were.
Yeah, there was always the O.J. Simpson. That's always a negative one to bring up. But
that's a great movie.
A great movie, yeah.
And O.J.'s good in it.
I met him before he actually started
killing people.
Yeah, he was pre-killing. He was actually an interesting person.
So the virgin O.J.
Virgin O.J. Let's see, athletes. So I heard the Jim Brown being kicked around.
Yes.
Well, here's one. Dear Bob and Tom, remember the movie Basketball? Don't forget Reggie Jackson, Dale Earnhardt, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, yeah. They were all in there, all cameos.
How about this one? How did we miss this one? This guy's been in our studio. The great Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Hangover.
Oh, yeah. Hangover.
Wow, how did that not make the list?
How did that not?
Oh, I think I got one.
Yeah.
Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, Dr. Julius Erving.
Sure, there you go.
Dr. J.
Meadowlark Lemon.
There is a great.
I think I missed that one.
Meadowlark's in there?
Meadowlark Lemon, yeah. Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
There's a great documentary right now. I think it's running on the NBA Network, for those of you who have that one. It's about Dr. J. It's really good.
Roger Clemens in Kingpin.
Yep, he played Skidmark.
You don't mow another man's lawn. T. Terry Bradshaw in Cannonball Run.
Mm-hmm. Cannonball Run 2, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wasn't the...
And Hooper.
I get them mixed up.
Yeah, Bob Uecker and Major...
Hooper with Burt Reynolds and Robert Klein, the great comedian.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just a bit outside.
Ben Davidson and Will Chamberlain and Conan the Barbarian. I did not see that.
I didn't know Ben Davidson was in there. Okay.
And, of course, Andre the Giant and Princess Bride.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm. So that list was very incomplete. We'll have to continue to add to it.
Yep.
If you know of a famous athlete in a movie, not even a great movie, it's okay. We
subpar, mediocre movie, independent films, anything. Just an athlete being followed with a camera.
I think the best movie of all those might be The Princess Bride with Andre the Giant.
That's a great movie.
I mean, a movie that stands up.
It's hard to beat basketball, I'll tell you.
That See what I mean?
One of my favorites.
There weren't any athletes in The Godfather, was there?
When Jenny McCarthy walks in with a trailer hitch that has all the chrome sucked off of it, and there's a little chrome around her lips, and it just makes me laugh every time.
You want to come over to my place and lay some carpet? All right.
those are great movies. Now the interesting thing would be really quality movies that have athletes in them. That's where it gets a little tougher. But there are some.
Well, that would be Pride of the Yankees. That actually has Babe Ruth in it.
Right? Doesn't the Babe Ruth story with William Bendix, isn't...
That is not...
Is Lou Gehrig in that?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
Please leave your brain to science. Please.
Do you remember the movie with William Bendix, the Babe Ruth story?
I remember the Babe Ruth
story. One of the worst movies ever made.
Vada.
Never saw that
either. Oh, it's great. William Bendix.
60-year-old man in knickers comes walking in. Hey, Vada.
He plays... They don't even go...
Are you kidding me?
No, he plays Babe Ruth as like a 14-year-old, in some convent school, and it's William Bendix, who's probably 60 at the time. This is the worst. It's so bad, it's brilliant.
And my favorite... My favorite part of that movie is when he's suspended from baseball for a day.
Oh, I know. He's drinking.
And he's at a bar drinking milk.
Drinking a glass
of
milk.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
For the kids.
That's the Babe.
But I thought that, Babe has, he has a cameo in Pride of the Yankees. Is that what it is?
He does.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there were some actual ball players in the Babe Ruth story.
How about great movies about athletes that involved actors that could not have been less athletic?
Jim Pearsall.
Watching him throw from the outfield was just.
That's probably the most famous.
It is.
God, I am out of this conversation.
Oh, jeez.
Let's go take a nap when you.
Yeah, they had Anthony Perkins,
right?
Who throws like a girl. Yeah.
No, you know what? That's an insult to women everywhere.
Yes, it is.
The ball should have never left the outfield. That ball, they should have just. Yeah. Should have just cut to a tight shot on his face, and then a ball whipping through the air.
Mm-hmm. In any event, if you've got a great athlete in a movie, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay,
so
we've got the five. We've got the five worst movies with athletes in them, and the five best. These are the best athlete performances. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
The best from 5-1. I'm sorry. The worst from 5-1. Dan Marino and Ace Ventura. They don't give him very high marks for that.
Are you kidding?
Well, he didn't do a lot.
Brett Favre and Something About Mary.
He didn't do a whole lot.
He was a little wooden in that.
I think he was fine.
Hulk Hogan and Santa with Muscles. I think we all remember where we were.
I missed that movie.
I didn't see that yet.
Dennis Rodman in Double Team. I forgot about that. Remember Jean-Claude Van Damme plays twins or something? Mm. And the number one, Shaquille O'Neal in Kazam.
Ah.
Duh.
That's supposed to be the worst movie?
That's it. Mm. The best, number five, Mike Tyson in The Hangover. Number four, O.J. Simpson in The Naked Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Mike Ditka in Kicking and Screaming. This is the Will Ferrell movie. Okay. I got you. He plays a soccer coach. Number two, and Ray Allen and He Got Game. That's actually supposed to be a really good movie. And number one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane.
An Airplane.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, that's
agreed.
It's a good one. That's Oscar caliber right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are there any Academy Award winners that had...
athletes?
Academy Award winning films that featured an athlete.
I can't imagine.
Well, that's
either.
Right. Theismann was in Cannonball Run 2. That's right. Somebody just reminded me of that.
Yeah. I see. Well, let's get to our guest. He is comedian James P. Connolly. James P. Connolly, a graduate of Harvard, a member of the United States Marine Corps. What was your rank when you retired?
I was captain.
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 Captain Connolly.
And no one ever actually believes me when I tell them I was... I know it's visually confusing when they see me and they see Marine. It's like people always say, don't take this the wrong way, but you don't look anything like a Marine. And I always say, well, of course, I don't look like a Marine because that's exactly what the enemy would be expecting me to look like right about now.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's right.
You fool.
No, but I went to college on a Marine Corps scholarship. The Marines paid for Harvard, and then I served 4 years in the Marine Corps and paid them back. And so people always say to me, you know how lucky you are, you don't have those student loan debts hanging over your head. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, technically my student loan shaved my head and told me I was a worthless piece of crap. So so when I hear someone complain and say, oh, my student loans are killing me, my student loan actually tried to kill me.
Now, you're not just a, you're also a dad.
Yes, I am.
Father of one?
Father of one.
It's a boy, right?
It's a boy, yes.
How old is this young man?
He is 2.5, pushing 3.
Is that right?
He is, yeah, and it's...
Big kid?
Huh?
Big?
Yeah, 6'4". Okay.
You're not a tall man.
No, that's not true. I'm sitting in a chair.
You?
Well, compared to the beaten down Christy Lee, of course.
Yeah, right.
I'm a man of average height, stature, big voice, average package. Okay. But no, I'm a little older than other fathers that I have. So I got to stay up with the... I don't want to be known as R.U. Parker's grandfather. My only way to defeat that is going to become so famous that people go, oh my God, aren't you James P. Conley? Uh-huh. That's the angle to crush the spirit of my son. Mm-hmm. But he's 2.5. He's pushing 3. He's
What's
fast.
His name?
Parker. P.J. Conley.
Parker.
J.P.
Parker
Conley. James.
Parker James.
Do you call him? Mm-hmm. What do you call him?
I call him Get Over Here Now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a nickname for him? You call him Parky, the Parkster,
we call him,
the Parkinator.
Call him Knucklehead, Park, PJ, mm-hmm. Come here. Hey, you, what did I say?
But mostly you call him Park?
Mostly I call him Parker. That's the whole answer to his name. Sometimes he doesn't. He's fast, too. He won't answer to his name. He'll run full speed. He's running towards the ocean one time, full speed. I'm trying to stop him, use the deep, authoritative voice. Nothing's happening. And so I'm running full speed after this kid. And I, you know, he doesn't realize I'm not as young as he is.
Right.
And I grabbed him, and I thought to myself, did you see how fast I still am? That's what's on me. I still got enough game to sprint full speed.
And catch a baby.
He's so lucky fast I am.
Uh-huh.
It's different, though. He's, you know, when he was younger and he was in his crib, he used to wake up in a decent mood. And they would wake up and he'd go, good morning, Daddy. But then sometimes I look at his eye and it was like, is this good morning, Daddy, as in it's good to see you? Or good morning, Daddy, let the games begin.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Kind of a James Bond supervillain edge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To that. Good morning, Daddy, in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, you have a child.
A child. He's got a zillion of them.
Well, I'm just the one in particular we're talking about.
Oh. I have many.
He's got a basketball team with a sub.
But he does.
And they star in their own movies. They star in their own movies.
Sixth man now.
Well, it's the teaching of the, you know, we teach him you're not supposed to hit and then apologize if you strike someone. And then all of a sudden one day he like struck my wife and apologized in the same motion.
Right.
And I thought, oh my God, we're actually raising a domestic abuser. We're not raising a child who feels bad about hitting. He hits and apologizes and thinks that this is the actual thing he can do. But he's a good kid, though. He's got he has the vocabulary. Mm. We try to talk to him in adult languages. So he's like the mayor of the street in our neighborhood. He'll walk around, just go up to adults and walk around and is like, hi, I'm Parker. What's your name? Do you live here? Is that your car? That is a beautiful necklace you have on. Can I come in your house and see your stuff?
Wow.
And then the whole time in my head, I'm hearing that narrative of the crime show going, and he charmed his way through the front door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my biggest
concern. And then sold him a car.
Well, he's...
Sounds like a good kid.
He's a good kid. We don't baby talk him. We give him the adult words, but then sometimes I have to explain what I said to him, and then the whole conversation becomes an explanation of the original conversation.
Sure.
The guy dropped the phone behind a piece of furniture, and I was getting very agitated, and he's like, you know, Daddy, why are you angry? I said, Daddy's not angry. Daddy's just frustrated because he dropped his phone in a crevice. He's like, well, what's a crevice? I said, a crevice is a small space in which things can get stuck. For example, someone might get stuck in a crevice if they were spelunking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and well, spelunking is... spelunking is something people that lower themselves... Don't you worry. Just remember that spelunk rhymes with kerplunk.
Right.
It's like, yes. Kerplunk is the sound that your poop will hit in the potty someday when you do that. And, of course, pooping in the potty is what you're going to learn how to do because now you're in a diaper and Daddy's tired of wiping your ass. Mm. Ass is a word I'm not supposed to say because that's supposed to say butt. And if your mother were here, I'd be in trouble right now. And if your mother were here, she'd tell me to stop talking and monitor my language so I'm not supposed to get in these ridiculous conversations with you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yes. This is what being a father is all about.
Sure
is. We have Chick McGee at the sports desk. We're still looking for great movies that feature professional athletes. We can augment the list that we have. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. Any important news over there?
Two Carolina men faced jail time this past week after allegedly assaulting their girlfriends with pizza in separate cases.
Mm-hmm.
Police report obtained by the Smoking Gun. Kobe Sebastian Parsons, 25, got upset after slipping on a wet floor and began to curse at his girlfriend while pelting her with pizza. Parsons denied throwing the pizza, but an officer reported finding pizza sauce on the back of his girlfriend's ribcage.
There's some police work for you.
No kidding.
All right, Muldoon, check her back for pizza sauce.
That's good work, boys.
There were pieces of pizza all over the living room floor as well as on the wall behind the front entrance to the apartment.
Call the FBI. We've got a pizza throwing incident.
And an unrelated incident on Wednesday. A different South Carolina man, Jimmy Ray Poage, 47, allegedly threw pizza at his 40-year-old girlfriend after an argument. Police, when they arrived at his home, found his girlfriend covered in pizza sauce.
Again, it's the pizza sauce that gives it away.
I guess.
Well, Poage claims she threw the pizza first.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But his clothes were sauce-free.
I thought pizza, isn't that sort of sexy time?
You what?
And,
sorry,
you,
what?
You and your girl with pizza.
Sexy time?
Sure.
If a girl walked into a room covered in nothing but pizza sauce, you know what my thought would be? She ate the whole damn pizza. That would be.
It wouldn't be sexy time?
I would be furious at the pizza.
So you picture a lady walking into the room with a pizza in a box.
That's sexy time.
Sexy time for
It's not an impromptu way to eat dinner, and it's delicious. You figure it's sexy time.
Sexy time. Yeah.
It's go time if you have pizza.
Remember, who was talking about spaghetti time and how fun that is? I mean, it's just pizza's always a positive. You don't assault someone with a pizza. That's wrong.
Anytime anybody's any sauce on them whatsoever, it's marinara time.
Doesn't pizza just say fun? If you're thinking of going out to eat, where should we go? And someone says pizza. Oh, pizza. Pizza equals fun.
I'm not a fan of the food and sex combo. Mm.
I'm not saying you eat the pizza during any kind of intimate activity. I'm just saying pizza is a fun thing.
You just have it near you in case you need to access the pizza.
Okay.
There, yeah.
Pizza, I'm done. Let me have a snack.
Pizza's just food. I don't understand.
Pizza's a fun thing.
You don't think pizza is a fun food?
No, it's just food.
Well, it's not adult fun. That's why Chuck E. Cheese doesn't break down into an orgy every time.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason that Domino's doesn't deliver liver.
You know, because
pizza is fun.
Nobody likes liver.
Nobody, has liver delivered.
You know, there's not a Domino's kale chain. We'll get the kale to you in 30 minutes or less. No, because it's not fun. Pizza is good and positive.
I don't need to deliver it. I can get it. I can pull it right next to my driveway.
Pizza tastes good. It's not that it's fun. It just tastes good.
I think there are certain foods that are associated with fun, like fair food, like hot dogs, baseball, fun.
Wait a minute. Now, when you were a kid, was that a fun evening for the Griswolds? Your dad would say, okay, we're going to have pizza.
We're going to go to the pizza parlor.
We're going to go to the pizza. Had to be a pizza parlor.
Yeah. Shakey's with the little piano player.
My guess is you never went to a parlor of any kind.
But we'd go to the ball game and have a hot dog, sure.
Your parents never took you for pizza. Your mother made you pizza at home,
occasionally,
didn't she?
I did not have pizza till I was in the 10th grade. I remember distinctly.
Did you hear that?
I don't think I want to be here anymore.
I never tasted mayonnaise until I was 2 years out of college.
Oh, is that right?
I used to be a very picky eater.
Oh, no kidding. I'll be damned.
I don't want anyone to forget this story.
Mummy.
I can remember the first time I had Chinese food.
Were you in China?
No, I was at Chung Hwa's.
He wanted a TV dinner when he was a kid, but his mom said those TV dinners.
Unhealthy.
So she bought special trays and cooked his dinner on a TV dinner tray wrapped in aluminum foil. And
so he would think he was having a TV dinner.
So little Tommy would get his TV dinner.
No, she would get one of those trays that subdivided all the food. Then she would cook food normally, in the traditional way, and then put like the beans in one corner, the corn in another, and...
Did she also make a simulated Swanson cardboard box to put on the top there?
No, because I liked eating it out of the tray.
Ah. I know, but was your apple cobbler molten lava hot?
That's the key. If you want to make it accurate, there was a time when, for some reason, everything would cook to proper temperature, but the apple cobbler would be molten.
That's right.
It was literally the temperature
so even during
of liquid
this
steel.
You finished off with a scream. That makes it authentic.
Absolutely.
See, she wanted me to eat healthy food, but...
Of course. You didn't have pizza until you were a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, I remember exactly where it was, too.
Really, where was that?
Geraci's Pizza on Warrensville Center Road.
Geraci's?
Still there. One of the great...
Were you on a date?
One of the great pizza parlors of all time.
Is that sexy for you, because you were on a date?
Am I the only one that thinks that pizza is a sexy, fun food?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not...
I don't find it sexy.
You ever been in the hospital? I was in the hospital once for like 8 days, and finally one day they brought in a little piece of pizza.
And all of a sudden, you got an erection?
Wow. Why were you in the hospital for 8 days?
I don't see how this associates with sex.
I was in a motorcycle accident. I was in the hospital for 7 days. And, you know, admittedly, I didn't eat anything the entire time. But when they finally did bring in a piece of pizza, it was, you know.
It was good, sexy
fun. It's fun time. And you can't leave the hospital. You know, you can't leave the hospital until you can urinate standing up with a certain amount of, you know that, don't you?
Force.
Well, first of all, I don't stand up to urinate,
so maybe
I've never
it's just for the,
Maybe it's just for us guys.
Maybe just for the guys.
When he asked you that question, he had forgotten you were a girl. I swear to you.
The only way you could have got that wrong is by looking at Christy.
The worst thing was it was 4 days before a number two arrived. It was like giving birth to a sandpaper softball. You just say,
that's sexy time.
That was not sexy time. That was
Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, I heard all your damn talk on there about the
about pizza
and all that.
Yeah.
You don't think pizza's sexy, sir?
Well, I'd never noticed it before, but that absolutely makes sense. We we got kicked out of a Pizza Hut one time.
You did?
Really? Well, yeah.
You were at a Pizza Hut right there in the building there?
Yeah, you know how it is. Well, Tom, I'm preaching the choir here, but pizza's pretty damn sexy.
Yeah. I think it's sexy and fun, yeah, but...
fun and sexy and get you in the mood. And
so you were right there in the building?
Well, yeah, you know, the mood breaks out, and the rest of the guys from the bowling team and I got kind of riled up and excited, and next thing you know, we're going at it right there.
You and the guys on the bowling team.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's just how damn sexy that pizza is.
That's good pizza.
Absolutely.
They don't put that in the commercials.
No.
They don't put that in the commercials either.
Now, do you have your own bowling shoes?
Own bowling shoes?
Yeah, when you guys go bowling, are you in a league? Do you have your own shoes, or do you have to rent them?
Oh, no, that's more of a euphemism. Our bowling team. It's actually a team where we just get together and have a lot of guy sex.
Oh, okay. All right.
We call it the bowling team.
Yeah,
man love.
Just that way, tell the wives, you know, I'm just going out for bowling night with the boys.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Do you have shirts made with your names on them?
We actually do have shirts with our names on it.
What does your shirt say?
I don't know because we write our names on the back of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Very enlightening.
What a treat.
I'm the only one that thinks pizza's for sexy time, I do.
Yeah, just...
Won't you at least admit that pizza is fun food?
I think ham salad's more sexy time than pizza.
Ham salad?
Sure. I thought
sexy
time. Sexy time foods are like whipped creams and chocolate and strawberries and...
Come on, champagne.
Shot of whiskey.
Shot of whiskey.
Am I the only one who thinks ham salad's sexy?
Yes. Okay, yes. Too much sodium.
Shot of whiskey with Spanish fly.
Fine.
Let me get that.
Just a little ether.
Bob and Tom show.
Hi, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
I think for the first time in my life, I agree with Tom Griswold.
Oh, thank you, Donnie.
I swear to God I do. I've got proof that pizza is sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in Farmington, New Mexico. There's an adult bookstore that used to be a Pizza Hut, and they still got the sticker on the door. It says, Meat Lovers Welcome. That's
nice.
Proof.
Nice.
I swear to God it is. I got to go.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Boy. Thanks, Donnie.
What are you bringing up?
No, I equate pizza with kids and, you
and
know,
fun.
But it's not sexy.
You don't think fun is sexy? You don't think going to the amusement park gets you all sexed up?
Wow.
Wow. That's
man, oh, man. What happens when you go to Kings Island?
Yeah, they got places for people that think that. It's called prison. They got.
Oh, my God. Is that Tom like over?
How are you still in a relationship?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.